Here's the news from Oroville on August 11th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Eleni and Chloe. Andrea is the coordinator. And in Oroville, the skies today are partly cloudy with scattered clouds, which will hold through Wednesday night, at which time rain and thunderstorms are expected. Temperatures range from 27 to 31 degrees, with southwesterly winds 21 to 32 kilometers per hour. Here's Sri Manoj Das speaking about the spirituality of India.
Any subject you can speak on, but when it comes to India, its future, and you cannot help looking at India as it is today, at present, it really requires a lot of courage to visualize something so very, what we should say is a prospective golden future of India. I did not mean to say it, but just now since this, I'm beginning with your statement, based on your statement, my only courage comes from a small incident. I might have narrated it to you someday, I do not remember. In a small town university, an expert on evolutionary theories was giving a talk to the audience consisting of the staff and the research scholars. He started from pre-Darwinian theories, went over to Louis Leakey, Junior Louis Leakey, and all the great evolutionists and anthropologists he brought into his talk. But at the end he said that, ladies and gentlemen, you pardon me, I'm not a student of mysticism, but the most satisfying theory on evolution I have come across so far is given by a mystic, and he's Sri Aurobindo. And he said that, well, what I mean is, for the first time I came across a real explanation or real justification for evolution, which was involution.
In remembrance of Sri Aurobindo's birthday, there will be a bonfire at the amphitheater of Mathramandir. The bonfire will be lighted at 5:15 a.m., and a text from Savitri read by the mother will be played along with Sunil's music. All are welcome. The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture opens an exceptional photo exhibition dedicated to Serge called A Long Association, featuring His Holiness the Dalai Lama's first two visits to Oroville in 1973 and again in 1993. Michel Jonas has consented to open the exhibition on Wednesday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. And at 6:30, a touching last interview with Serge from February will be shown. This exhibition will run from the 20th of August to the 20th of September at the Tibetan Pavilion. A discussion in a recent forest group meeting regarding the exchanging of lands outside the master plan area recognized the urgent need to protect Oroville Forest in the outlying lands from being exchanged or sold and from the resulting deforestation. The forest group also recognized the anxiety caused to Orovillians and to their work by the seemingly endless discussions about land exchange and sale, and the need to provide clarity to forest communities about their future so that they can continue concentrating on their important work. The group categorically stated that it would prevent any attempts to exchange or sell any Oroville forest land without a prior discussion with the forest group and the full consent of both the forest group and the land steward of that piece of land. It was agreed that it is important to include all the forest communities in the outlying lands in the master plan. Forest group will send a proposal to L'Avenir for the inclusion of these communities. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.